Blog Talk Radio.
Saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, sir.
Chris, wait!
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and this is Poetic Therapy. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Link, the average, when you can be raw. Ladies and gentlemen, I keep my Raw Links on. I want to give a shout out to the CEO of not just Epiphany Radio, but those Raw Links as well. Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. And that is where you can also acquire your Raw Links at Raw Links, Be Raw on Facebook and Amazon. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And press that 1 to get on the mic and participate. Y'all come holler at me. But tonight, I'm going to give y'all a little bit of therapy with a mixture of some more music and some poetry. I'm going to start off with a piece. Now, this is Untitled. But for those of you that know me, y'all know I'm the queen of Untitled short pieces. I crave intimacy, and I give permanency, so I don't want temporary people touching my soul, my mind, my body, my heart. I know who I am, my value, my worth. I'm not average. I was created with faith, compassion, empathy, resiliency, trust, and love. Through my perseverance, I've learned my lessons in patience, timing, and alignment, and that you can't meet everything with resistance because it doesn't agree with your plan. It taught me that nature is in charge and that things will happen when and how they are supposed to, that things happen for us, not to us. Thing has a purpose. What I need you to understand is the part that I play in this world concerning love isn't given in pieces, because I'm not bringing trust or commitment issues. And yes, a new start can be created on a damaged canvas, but you won't build anything stable to last. So when I need you, don't give me distance. I don't want to have to beg to be loved. Mutual reciprocation of effort is an integral part of the survival of this genuine, wholehearted, unconditionally divine love that I offer. I don't want to complicate life. I love simplicity. Some of our favorite moments should be those different times when we catch each other's stare and just smile. You see, my heart doesn't make careless mistakes. I value your worth. My love on purpose I will always choose soul over ego, because I've found through the stillness of my peace, true love will always find its way back home, back to the heart it was home in.
Let me start by saying sorry. Some days I take your time for granted. You could be the star in my universe if I just took time to plan it. Told me secrets you ain't wanna. Trust is big for you, that's why I'm keeping it a hundred. Crazy wanna. Bullshit in common just keeps us apart when we should be starting to keep our promises. We could be promising. You say I'm closed off. Let's open up and take our clothes off. I don't want nothing in between us. Nothing there to stop the feeling. Got me thinking this might be love. Oh, yeah. Don't be sorry, just be careful, baby. You know my heart is fragile. Say shit that you don't really mean. I love it once when it was just me and you. They know the truth, so we gon' watch how we move. But nothing beats the feeling that you're giving me, even if it ain't forever. Ooh, just keep it honest. We make some promises, big out of opinions, but that won't change a thing. We got each other. Shut the world off and take our clothes off,
I
baby.
I don't want nothing in between us.
Ooh, oh. Nothing there to stop the feeling. Yeah. I don't want nothing in between us. Oh, oh. Got me thinking this might be.
Life. acting like the people don't need it no more. Still when she hear that good music, she hold me close. She groovy, now I know she feeling it for sure. She moved to me and rest her head up on my shoulder. Soothingly she tell me if it's turn up the song. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the positive vibes and we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining in light, we keep it blazing, blazing. Forever shining this light, ooh
Welcome back, everyone. This is Poetic Therapy. And once again, I am your host, La Perla Negra. I'm giving you a mixture of some tunes and some poetry in radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Now, in case y'all want to know what motivates my pen, the rain, my skin, my locks and the wind, the sun and my brown eyes. Missing him, missing me, knowing I'm missing his touch and that my passion is more than just a touch or look or ration. It's really good medicine. A familiar sound or scent or sight that reminds. Search for my heart also, treading through love's battlefields because I've lost it so many times in the fight. Opinions form from hearsay and the mindset of others. Fear of my hidden desire about an intangible lover possibly being exposed behind my sealed lips. Maybe, just maybe, wondering if my hold on life is gaining a loosening grip. What motivates my pain? Seeing trauma, love, darkness, light, disdain, desire, and how all of these things life is continuously created. Some baited, trapped, and caught in. Some are just baited because they're hated. Viewing how nature can be so breathtakingly exquisite, but such a destructive force as well. While developing an understanding of the difference between heaven and hell. Because Source showed me that he really does know me. By showing me how I am directly connected to the divine light. What motivates my pen? Wondering about the beginning of time, the how and the when, and just the simple complexity of the existence of life.
Divine, hey yeah, tenderly you take that makes it feel so right, so right. Your lips consume my deepest sensitivity. It feels so good, it makes me wanna cry.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I am your host, La Perla Negra, and this is Poetic Therapy. You are on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. I want to open up this first microphone to somebody that I'm a fan of. I'd like to excuse my cat in the background, who's not a poet. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight?
I am fine. How are you tonight?
I'm good. You have to excuse the sound effects from my cat. He got separation anxiety from my son. So he likes to do that
right.
When
we
his
all
door
go through
is
that
shut.
Sometimes.
Girl.
Right.
How are you tonight?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. I'm grooving to my tunes and trying to give y'all a little bit of poetry and some, hopefully it'll be a little therapeutic for you. If that kept me on one more time, y'all gonna hear him scream, I'm trying to tell you.
Poor cat.
So what's on your mind tonight? You got anything you want to get off your chest or to relieve some mental stress? Because this is the place to do it.
I do. I have a poem that I feel like people could relate to. Well, here it goes.
The mic is yours.
I took a nap today and had a dream of you, but not the real you, your representative. He was handsome and charming and full of smiles, kind words, and love for me. He was supportive and sensitive to my needs. He honored my wishes and called me sweet names. Then I woke up and I went to call you and noticed I had 26 voicemails. I suddenly remembered who you really were. You got me. I sat down and began to play those messages one by one. I heard your voice and memories of the representative came back. The calm and sweet voice flooded back to me until I listened to the actual words. And the fact that you were calling me names, cursing and threatening me, you got me. I stopped playing the messages after I get to number 9. And all I hear is curse words and name calling. I decide to check the real mail instead, and I get a letter from you. I hope beyond hope that it's from the representative. I mean, why would you, the real you, waste time sending a letter? I remember the first time I got mail from you, how the mail, it was my first Valentine's card, and back then you cooked dinner for me, rubbed my feet, and brought me a pretty new dress. I kept that first card from the representative for years. I tore the letter open that you sent knowing that it couldn't be from the representative, but hoping still for more sweet words, but instead paper saying that you wanted to sue me for custody of our babies so you could live on public assistance and get child support. You got me, though. You got me good. I settled down to call my lawyer when suddenly I hear a knock. I look outside and saw your car, and my heart skipped a beat, remembering your representative's warm eyes and calm and gentle ways. I walk to the door just as I began to turn the knob. The real you begins to say the most despicable things to me. I snap out of my trance and call the police. This shit has got to stop. As I sat in my living room giving my statement, I remember your representative one last time. The representative, they represented a loving, caring, understanding, and compassionate you, but the real you could not deliver. You got me, but fuck you and your representative. In peace.
I hear that. Let me ask you, how many missed calls was it?
Like 27, man. My ex-husband was crazy. But it was a lot. It was a lot.
Ooh, you know what? I've been there. Mine wasn't so much the missed calls. It was the constant calling when I was handling business, not allowing me to have that space. And I'm talking literally every 5 minutes.
The narcissist must be at the forefront of all your attention at all times, or they lose their fucking shit.
Yeah, it's
where
it is. They lose it. It is crazy. And the cuss words and the name calling, got all of that too.
But they love bomb you with the representative at the beginning. So you feel like that's the real them. But that's not really them.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you know, the mask always looks like a superhero. That costume that they put on in the beginning. Yeah, it's a beautiful representation of the lie until you get comfortable with them, and then you see the ugly, that devil. Oh, that was a dope piece, not a poet. That was awesome. Wow.
Thank you.
Appreciate you calling in. And listen, we here at Epiphany are getting used to hearing your voice. Don't abandon us. Don't go MIA on us, okay? Because we
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I don't think Gina would even let me. But
yeah, thank
yeah.
you, thank you. Yeah, because if she do, I'm gonna have to put a bug in her ear too. Okay. But what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna send you over to the therapist's office. You go on in there. I got a female therapist and I got a male therapist. They have a bottle of wine. You can grab a glass and put your feet up on the Chase Lounge and just, you know, relieve some mental stress.
Yeah. I'll see if I can't say some stuff to make them fight each other. But, yeah.
Uh-oh. All right. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that was not a poet. I'm becoming a fan, definitely. What I'm going to do is open up this next microphone to my diva, my rider, this VIP.
Thank you.
Hey, diva.
Hey,
how are you doing
diva?
Tonight?
Hey,
welcome
to Poetic Therapy.
Poetic Therapy.
Girl, I'm wonderful.
Here
how
we
are
go
you?
With this echo.
Here we go
I'm
with
good.
This echo. I'm good.
I'm good, actually.
I'm good, actually.
Hope it's not my phone. But anyway.
Girl, ain't no telling.
Girl, ain't no telling.
I got the parental units treated me to dinner tonight.
Beautiful. I love
beautiful.
To be treated to dinner. Anything to do with
dinner.
Food, girl.
Anything to do with food, girl.
Yeah, it was for my birthday, so we had a good time.
That's awesome.
So,
Yep. I'm glad you had a good day, you know. That's
the stuff.
What's on your mind? What did you bring to get off your chest tonight? Relieve some mental stress.
All right. Well, this is untitled, but this is all about TV. You know what I mean? And what's going
okay.
on?
Okay. Well, hey, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I don't know what the world is coming to. Seems the violence never goes down. Too many guns on the cops' beat. They know, but they can't stop the trafficking. People refusing to get involved. See, hatred, like love, no matter what, is a two-way street. I tire of the news. Democratic, Republican parties argue back and forth, trying to get the other to agree on their view. The nation gets involved in situations that may end up making minds altered, leaving them hard. How is it plausible sending the troops to God knows where when you can't take care of your own backyard? I don't get it. Veterans aren't being taken care of properly. They need healing, a peaceful place before all is lost. Our veterans are committing suicide at an alarming rate. We have to help, no matter the cost. I hate the news. They show things so shocking, so heart-wrenching. You can see them with eidetic clarity long after the news is over. And you can't wish on a fallen star or a four-leaf clover that the violence will stop. All we can do is pray that the evil can stop for more than a day. But it won't if people won't listen, talk things out, wanting retaliation for the slightest fault. We need to pray more for our people, knowing it all starts from home. And even if we're not with them 24 hours a day, we have to let them know they're not alone. And that's that peace.
Wow, you are so right. We need healing. We need to let people know that they are not alone. You are so right. Girl, you know how I am. Oh, man. You know, if people would start choosing happiness, even though the world is in the condition that it is, they will want to be more involved and help other people see that that side of life is better. Oh, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you just write that?
Well, I can write other things other than romance.
Well, you know I know that. I already know how your pen is. Okay. I don't know how it is. I love that piece. That was beautiful. Was very, very nice.
Thank you, my diva.
Now, what I need to know. Wait a minute. Now, see, I thought Not a Poet went to go see Roberto, but obviously she chose to go and see female therapist. And he is over here pressing his rear, but she is here. Yes, she's here. You hear her voice. Yes. Okay. Give me a what? Can I get 60 seconds? Wait a minute. Give me 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes with her, please. Thank you. Jeez. I swear, between you and Poetic and Kalinda and Roberto, I don't know what I'm going to do here. We're going to have to call
it. I didn't mean it.
On this. I don't know.
He's just
infatuated
with the voice. He doesn't really know me. He's just infatuated with the voice. That's all.
That's what you keep saying, but only infatuation only lasts for so long. After a while, it's the actual person. Okay. You got a pretty good personality, so I don't know about that. But before I let you
we'll
go on over there and calm him down, can you please let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Absolutely. Well, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it is my diva, Perla Negra, and I in the Love Zone. And our topic isn't up yet, but it will be, and whatever it is, it'll be on, okay? Because we always have a good time, and we have good discussions. We have very good talks and damn good, great poetry. And then every other Friday, I host Express Your Vibe. And that was on last night, and it was dope. So if you missed it, listen to the replay. And Diva, that is it.
Well, thank you for that. That was awesome. Thank you. All right, I'm going go on over there.
I'm going to go calm the man down, for heaven's sake.
Please do. Maybe you can get him to take a sip of wine or something. Okay. All right, would you be able to stick around? I might do another round of poetry. I'll see
absolutely.
How it goes.
Absolutely, my dear.
Right,
absolutely.
All right, girl. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was my co-host, my diva with the sexy, sultry voice. Ms. D.I.T. Let me throw this at y'all real quick.
Darling, you ocean. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It's fast, it's so long, 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 long. Now I find myself.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, La Perla Negra. This is Poetic Therapy. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. It is coming up 8 minutes before the 10 o'clock hour. You have up until 10:59 to call in. Make sure you raise your hand by pressing that 1 so you can participate. It's after 11 o'clock. The Blog Talk Lady don't have any chill. She will cut you off. Let me give you this next piece. It's called Natural Tears. It never interested me what his job was or could be. My heart wanted to know what his heart ached for, and was he bold enough to allow the desire it longed for to be that dream come true? Age was never a factor. I wanted to know, would he risk looking like a fool, because he knew that true love was the first time, for the first time, was tangible and all his. That I'll never question his lips treating his kiss, my reflection in his eyes, followed by inane moments, so much laughter. Know that I never set rules because love breaks them all. I want to know, can he open enough for me to breathe with him? To share with him, to be completely naked with him. If he understands that you don't just fall in love, because true love is shared with you. And my selflessness has no bounds. I have so much to share. I want to be starstruck and kissed insane. Can we talk and love and plan? Can I grow old with you and never forget your name? Leave the legacy that will read. Natural tears bonded their hearts and true love was shared. So it ended organically.
Just as well as king, I
my head up to the silver sky, and then I sigh. Look at all the blessings.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Once again, I am your host, La Perla Negra, and this is Poetic Therapy. Let me give you another piece here. I was going to do another song, but I think I can throw another piece up in here for you. Well, this is something I wrote, I believe it was last night. This is untitled. Here it goes. The soul is immortal. It is neither born nor does it die. And everyone's heart has a piece of God in it. So pure love isn't a mystery. It's divine. A level at yet we've to reach. But it isn't out of reach. It has always been right between ego and soul. Everything happens for a reason, and if you manage your anger and have proper control over it, a truth can never be destroyed. So in order to see true beauty in the dark, you have to close your eyes and open your heart. But your heart has to be lighter than the feather of cosmic justice in order to understand pure love's sacrifice. Change is the law of nature, because one should not be afraid of doing good. Make breathing life into existence a priority when you speak. And always speak from your heart. This is the level at which you will meet your highest self, where lies and fear don't exist, can't exist, only light. That.
Wake up in my bed, I just wanna
Meditation at like 1:30. Then I ride to the studio, listening to some shit I wrote. You kind of my aesthetic. Keep my conscience clear, that's why I'm so magnetic. Manifested, I finesse it. Take my pen and write some love that has to happen. Just like magic, just like magic. Middle finger to my thumb and then I snap it. Just like magic. I get everything I want cause I attract it. Looking at my phone but I'm trying to disconnect. Read a fucking book, I be trying to stick in it. Very tricky at the top, gotta keep a semi go for a big wallet. Losing friends left and right, but I just spent another night. This karma, my aesthetic. Keep my conscience clear, that's why I'm so magnetic. Take my pen and write some love that has to happen. Just like magic, middle finger to my thumb and then I snap it. Hey, just like magic, I'm attractive. I get everything I want cause I attract it.
My pen will always. Ooh. Okay, got more music. Sometimes we have a little sleep here. Let me give you this next piece. My pen will always be mightier than the sword because the ink that flows through it is just as sharp. But it is irreversible once the words that have been written are read and heard. Because unlike the steel blade, no matter how heated it gets, pen can't be melted down and formed to look like something else. Because they're forged in the fire that burns in the pit of the heart. They cannot be taken back or erased from the mind, the soul, or the heart. Words penned can shape a mindset, soften the heart, and comfort the body. Granted, the feelings can be hidden and put at bay, yet they remain a part of you for always. The effect from how they affect you is permanency. So I pen what I think because I've lived through something, not just existing, but living. I'm alive. I write because my ink is a necessary purpose. With my pen, I oppose conflict and enchant instead of creating war and shedding blood. I know that I spit power with my words because they always let me know that I paint a picture of the other side where peace lives. A sword may cut your skin, but a pen will touch your heart. And the pen will always be mightier than the sword.
Baby, 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 it's a long way down. Baby, it's a long way down.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Microphone again for my diva, VIP.
Unmuted.
VIP. She had another piece.
She had another piece.
She always keeps her word.
She always keeps her word.
That's what makes us work.
That's what makes us work.
That's what's up.
So, diva, what else did you bring?
So, diva, what else did you bring?
Yeah, this is an old piece. It's called Lamentations.
And the mic is yours.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Thinking I was your one and only did nothing but leave me lonely. I needed someone earthly to protect me, a mountain which I could hide behind. I got crushed so many times. I figured I could escape in rhymes. Memories plague me on how you touched me, kissed my forehead, sexed me. I thought you were falling in love with me. You wanted sex instead. I finally realized that no matter how your kisses hypnotized, you weren't the one. The one who would move mountains just to be with me, producing fountains of ecstasy beyond compare. It was the way you left with a track of tears and me bereft. Swapping DNA with you left me with many parts of you that couldn't be erased so easily. I searched myself for weeks, asking myself, was it love or a physical thing? I couldn't get you out of my mind. Not even a midnight hour piece I couldn't find. But I had to say no. Lamentations. Ultimatums aren't the way to go. I've written so many pieces about you, letters of how it was between you and me. I've had many sleepless nights hearing your voice in ecstasy. Now, after several years, the memory of you is still fading. You and I weren't meant to be. And that, most of all, hurts me. And that's that piece.
Wow.
Swapping DNA. Lamentation. And you know what's crazy?
And you know what's crazy?
I like that. Swapping DNA. The memories that come back from time to time, they remind you that you weren't meant to be.
Wow.
It's like that. I was feeling it. I understand everything that you were saying in it because it's true.
Yeah.
It's a very real part of life.
Wow, Viva.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Diva. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming back, bringing the second piece. I'm going to send you back one over there to the office.
Yes. I got him.
That sounds urgent.
Oh, he did. Okay.
All right.
All right, DJ. Thank you. One love, one bike.
All right.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, that was my diva, Miss VIP, bringing that awesome piece, Lamentations. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to give you the rundown for the week. I'm going to try my best, okay? I'm not as smooth as the station manager for Epiphany Radio, but I'm going to try my best. Monday night, we have King and Queen's Quarters, and that's hosted by King Atterbury and Queen Simmons. Tuesday night, we have one of Mojave's shows. It's Fly Speak, Honey Drippers, Little War Council. But y'all come on in. We're here anyway. Wednesday night, we have The Love Zone with myself, La Perla Negra, and my sexy, sultry Billy Steva that just left here, Ms. VIP. Thursday night, you have The Get Down with special guest host Anonymity. And then with co-hosting with him will be Poetic, and J. Rob the Wise Son. Friday night, it is the return, I believe, of Renaissance Poetry with Keith Eric. Saturday night, we have Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night Differently by Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And Sunday night, we have the Inspiration Factory hosted by Divine Inspiration and Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And that is the rundown for the week for Epiphany Radio. Now, let me see if I can find you guys another piece. Oh, yeah. I have something here for you. This is called Sky Dance. We are, will always be. It's amazing how poetry can make a heartbreak sound beautiful. But it's sad how the one you make the best memories with becomes just a memory. Even if I was lost on the darkest of nights amongst the brightest stars in heaven, your heart would shine through and lead me home. I was so enamored with you. So love was never a problem. Sometimes we could talk for hours without uttering a single word because our eyes, their own language. But when we lost sight of what we were meant to each, what we meant to each other, what we really were, the conversations just ended. There's a story to be told behind my eyes, but I'm not ready for it to be read. So my soul is dancing with its reflection for now because I won't allow anyone to look that deep into them again, just yet. Too many unanswered reasons why we are is no more. They say it's because I need closure. I don't think it exists. Just dreams echoing clarity of an amended soul. So as much as I want to revisit that place, I refuse because I know that I won't find us there. But we are will always be my favorite part of poetry.
You don't have to love me. You don't have to want me. Don't even have to spend time with me. You don't have to go and buy me things. Just listen now when I start to talk. It's good enough. I screw.
Tiffany Radio, the for real entertainment network.
Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's love.
Back, everybody. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and this is Poetic Therapy. You're listening to Eternity Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And ladies and gentlemen, I am going to give you one last poem and one last song, and then I'm going to shut it down. I don't have any more callers. This is called She, My Poetry. I fell in love with the world as very young, but conditioned fear instilled left me with no voice to voice my passion and kept it suppressed until it was just lost. Then she gave it back to me, she. My poetry. But sometimes I'm just in love with the pain. So I write poetry because it belongs to me. Because I'm flawed, but I can expose it through the flow of my ink and she. My poetry. There isn't anything that I can't show or tell or be through my poetry. See, poetry is my soulmate, my heart's desire and fantasies, my true love, my anger, my thoughts and my mistakes, my past, my dreams, my faults and all. All that I am rides through my ink and through her and with her. She receives and sees and carries me, she, my poetry. So I write for someone's story that can't or that's afraid to be told and or who can't be heard. Poetry because I've fought monsters in the dark and made friends with them at night. Now I read them bedtime stories when they hide under the bed. I write poetry because I've suffered at the hands of what wasn't my fault or what was never made right. I write poetry because the universe straightened my crown while explaining to me that I am royalty. I write poetry because my greatest love story dwells deep within my soul and is yet to be told. I love my poetry to me and she, my poetry. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for calling in tonight, for those that streamed online, and the ones that just listened. Oh, wait a minute. We got another caller in here before I let y'all go. And I believe this is my girl, Gwen C. Hey, Gwen. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Hello. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm getting good, girl. I ain't even had your name programmed this time, and I recognize your number. I'm getting good.
That's funny. After, let me press woman when she ends her show. You know me, I just be over here listening and writing.
I
love that piece you just did. When you said you make friends with monsters, oh, my God, I love that piece.
Yes, girl. You know we all got them monsters, you know, and especially the ones that hide under the bed now. Yeah, I read them bedtime stories. I ain't scared no more.
Yeah,
I know
I like
who I
that.
Am.
That was dope.
Thank you. That makes me feel good because you are a dope poet, man. You one of the dopest ones I know.
No, I really enjoyed that piece. I like the redundancy of the lines and it's just the way it starts. I like chant poems. That's what I call them.
Thank you. Oh, that's what's up. Thank you. How you been, girl?
I'm good. I actually went to a building for poetry last night. So it felt so great. I've been like super just high today. It was just nice to be on an actual microphone and like in front of a crowd. It just felt good.
Wow, that's what's up. You know, I haven't in a long time, but I'm a super fan of yours, and I love to see you perform because your performance is just as powerful as the words that you spit. I love to just watch you perform. So I wish I could have seen that. I really do. But that is definitely what's up. I got to start checking out some more of your videos and stuff. And I've been kind of just going on in my world too, you know. But that's dope. That's awesome. Congratulations. Now,
thank you. It was nice to be back out in the real world.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. What did you bring to us tonight?
Oh, I got a new piece. Like, I've been working on it while I was on here listening to you. And then I was like, oh, she about to end this. I better press one. So I'm just going to do it as is. It's kind of inspired a little bit from last night, a little bit from just life.
All right, that's what's up. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I appreciate you. This is for poem ringing at 3 a.m. The thankful it wasn't phone. Less wet, loves fly, let's move sea and sky. This is for bridge and gap, flow and stall, what we call cadence. This is for slow and rush, fuck the show, it's us. Fiestas hurry and nights quit. This is for green being so fucking legit. This is for lies being conduits. Sparks tangible and unseen. Souls, smiles across bistro tables or across 765 miles. This is for ink's first drip and last. Finishers of sentence fades, hand rubs of ancient page, stages impossible slow dance. Fuck it, this is for the swim to him and placing his hands on my ass. This is for the poem. Even when the poem doesn't know its end, this is for the thing, all the things. The right through it, the ink therapy presented and gifted through Mike. This is for sit and the ride back downtown. Let's move sea and sky. The ready, get ready, the stay ready, the sun rays, moonlight, all the ink in between. This is for joy, the steady, 30 times and still perfecting. The walk, the crawl, the pace, the chase, the wonder. The fire ass hugs. This is for how I feel about you. This is for the deep, hot and shallow thought tea drinkers and the ice. This is for the taco consumers and the creators. This is for the anchor and the helm, the stink and the float up and down, the navigation when we get to the in and out, the glory and the grace. This is for the name of love. This is for the secret, the place, the open, all the space, the wrong and the case, mankind, what you give it. This is for the rob and the save, in bed gives and the takes. Them sleeps after strawberries and cream and the wakes, heart-shaped cookies, how his fine ass bakes. This is for the cool-ass poets, the real and fake, chocolate, heat, flavor, and what these flavors make. This is for them admitting they kind of want to give you what you want when they really don't even know what you want. This is for that willingness, the opportunity, you can have it, the be close, make magic. Maybe make it a habit or just say you had it, motivation. This is for the dive and the swim, the bossy and well-timed, the stroke when the scope isn't clear, the down to the wire, speak what you want, the sure thing spark, tell it to the poem, the pen's clarity, let's move sea and sky, the poet, things we keep to ourselves and the whole stories we tell, the road trips, the hustle, the drive, the I'd rather be with you, the right now and next steps, the moment and the further. This is for vanilla sands escape into sea's whisper, understanding sea's silence and its roar. This is for sea, greatest creation, the only thing capable of reflect guy. This is for wish list, National Poetry Month gestures, remembering the date when it wasn't a date. This is for the gentleman, the mental pen, establishing what he gonna do to her, her wondering what that diction gonna do, because when a poet cassage him, she gonna sit boss poetic moves. He wondering if G can ride while unknowingly riding with the gangster. She wondering when he gonna let them necklaces drape, gently caressing her with both silver and gold. Let's move sea and sky in peace.
Great.
That was
wait
fun.
A minute. Wait a minute.
That was actually fun.
Yo. The line for me out of all of them was all the ink in between. But I caught the other part. It says, tell it what you want. The pen's clarity.
Man.
And the mental pen. Yes. Good.
Eat your mind.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Like, I might have to steal a couple of them words as well, because that was some dope lines you was putting in there, as always. Yo, that's what's up. Girl, your hand must move like lightning when you writing. Okay? Because, man.
All about inspiration. If I'm not inspired, I can't write nothing. But if I get inspired, it's on.
I hear that, and that's the best, man. Yo, that piece was fire, as always, as
Thank
always.
You.
And I'm so glad you put your hand up and wanted to spit, because I, like I said, I'm a super fan of yours. I love to listen to you. Excuse me.
Thank you so much.
Guys, thank you for calling in and support, and then even when you just listen, I still appreciate it. We appreciate you being here, girl. I'm going to send you over here to the therapist office. And as always, it's always an open mic here waiting for you. All right.
Thank you, love. Peace, love, see the work.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a phenomenal Gwen C. Man, I'm such a fan of her. She is, like, one of the dopest poets I know. Man. All right. And as I was saying before, I'm about to bring this to a close. I want to thank everybody that called in. The poets bring dope poetry and their unique styles. Everybody that listened online. Ones that just called in and just listened. I appreciate you. And one more time, I have to put this out there, because I see you listening. I see you listening. I'm going to give one more big shout out to the CEO of not just Epiphany Radio, but Raw Links as well. Y'all make sure y'all get over there and check out the page on Facebook. I believe it is Raw Links. Be Raw for your Raw Links. And also on Amazon. But he is for real the poet Douglas, a.k.a. Arthur Larry Maddox. He is the CEO of Epiphany Radio. And without him, there would be no us. I thank you for this platform. And I thank you for being one of the best friends that I could ever have. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, let me see if I can find you something smooth to take you out to. I love y'all. Y'all continue to be safe, respect one another, and get that good relationship going with yourself, because that's where spirit lies. With that, I'm going to say peace.
Wouldn't you know, those brown eyes see a side of you nobody knows, nobody knows. I wanna go, go wherever your thoughts lead you, treasures you hold. Why don't you show the truth? 'Cause what I've seen.